And so Jesus starts by asking questions of those who are listening to him. What is the kingdom of God like? Or what shall we compare the kingdom of God to? And the two examples that Jesus gives, both examples start with something that seems absolutely insignificant in the grand scope of things. You know, one of the largest seeds is the coconut. I think it's the second largest. There's one bigger, I don't know the name of it, but the coconut is a seed. Yet the coconut tree, if you compare it and what it grows into to the seed of like a giant sequoia, which is about the size of a grain of pepper, smaller, a ground pepper. There is no comparison that says, oh, it has to be large and it will be great. If it's small, it'll never grow into anything. Jesus is speaking about the kingdom of God and its beginnings to have seemingly insignificance. Yet when it takes root, when it begins, when it leavens the entirety, 3 measures of flour, you know, I think what you're thinking is like, you know, a cup, right? You know, the cup you throw the coffee into the coffee maker, you know, the cup, yeah, put a cup in there. No, 3 measures of flour is a huge amount of flour. Huge. I looked it up once when it was the Old Testament reading where Abraham sees the three strangers, the angelic strangers that come, and he runs off to Sarah and says, quick, prepare 3 measures of flour. It's like an incredible amount of food. But the kingdom of God has the capacity to change it all. The kingdom of God, which starts out small, has the capacity at a given moment to become so large and so strong that others can take refuge in it. I don't know of anybody that can take refuge in a tomato plant or cucumbers or beans or a basil plant. I'm just going to keep going, but you know what I'm saying. It becomes so significant that it becomes a source of strength, a source of refuge for others. So I think it's an obvious thing for us today as we hear these readings to ask ourselves the question, what do we compare our faith life to? How do we look upon the seed of our faith life, the kingdom of God being manifest in our life? I'm telling you, even if you judge it to be small and insignificant in many ways, that doesn't disqualify it. You know, so often we are critical of our response to God and his work and all of these things. But if we stay faithful, there is a depth in which we change. In so many ways, it's almost imperceivable to ourselves. All of a sudden, one day you'll wake up and you'll say, gosh, I'm converted. It happened. Such is the kingdom of God. God meeting us in our freedom, meeting us in love, meeting us in mercy, this constant presence of God's love growing within us. My hope is that we don't condemn ourselves nor the kingdom for its seemingly I don't know why I think of big words and then can't say them. The seemingly insignificant, or the slowness with which it seems to advance in our life. My brothers and sisters, I hope that one day God is able to give you a grace to all of a sudden look deep within and recognize there's no longer a seed, but it has become something so great, so significant, that others are able to find comfort and rest there. Amen.